You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of Baptist Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. Steve Green is president of Hobby Lobby, which is the largest privately owned arts and crafts retailer in the world and is based out of Oklahoma. He and his wife Jackie are a founding family of the Museum of the Bible, which will be the largest international museum in the world devoted solely to the presentation of the scripture and impact of the Bible. And they have a new book out called This Dangerous Book that talks about the impact and importance of the Bible. And Steve and Jackie Green now join us in this edition of Messenger Insight. Welcome.
Thank you, Brian.
It's great to be here.
Well, we're very excited. The museum is opening. The book's launch happens this month. What an amazing time to focus on God's Word. And I thought we could talk about sort of the journey. To say that a lot has happened since 2009 would be an understatement for you and your family. Steve, could you take us back to that first trip overseas? You were going to acquire a biblical artifact. Just what impact did that moment in time have?
Well, it was a brand new journey for me and our family. It was a world that we were not familiar with. We have a love for the Bible, but antiquities was not a part of our world. And so as we made that first trip, it was exciting to see that there were some possibilities of acquiring artifacts for a dream of putting in a Bible museum. I've said before, we're not collectors by nature. We have acquired artifacts because we want to tell the Bible story. It's an incredible story to be told, and that, in essence, is what we're doing in the museum in a very engaging and an exciting way. So it's been a thrilling journey. 10 years ago, I would not imagine being on this journey, but we just feel like God has put us on this journey and have seen His hand going before us time and time again.
That's so awesome. And many people in Oklahoma, of course, know your connection to this state, you being Oklahoma Baptist and your home here and your family. And Jackie, you've had a role with the founding of the museum. Why is the Bible, why are biblical artifacts in the museum personally important to you, Jackie?
Well, I've been a person of faith for most of my life. But, you know, what I love about the artifacts is just that they just verify this book, the Bible, and the truthfulness of it over and over again. And it's been impactful for me to see these ancient items that still, you know, come together to support the truth of the Bible.
That is awesome. And something you all wrote in the book, which is excellent, I've just started reading through or looking through. You talked about that even a non-Christian can appreciate the influence of the Bible. What can people of other faith traditions or maybe of no faith or skeptics see or learn from encountering the Bible or these biblical artifacts?
Well, the position we take in the museum is we just want to present the artifacts in a fair and factual way. It's not about me espousing my faith or anybody else espousing their faith. It's not about a faith tradition, a church, a denomination. It's about a book. And so we encourage people to come and learn about a book that's impacted our world. I would want the atheists to feel comfortable. They don't feel like we're trying to push an agenda. We just want to educate people on a book. And the Bible has influenced the founding of our nation. It's been at the roots of much of our sciences. It's impacted economies, art, literature, music, and in all areas of life, this book has had an impact. And so we just want people to come and be inspired by it, and hopefully they would want to leave the museum and want to open it, read it, engage with it. That's what our goal is.
That is awesome. You know, in your book, This Dangerous Book, the word dangerous just pops off the page. What about it makes it dangerous? What is the concept with that?
Well, we realize that, you know, part of the history of the Bible is that people were willing to sacrifice their lives and made many different kinds of sacrifices and maybe place themselves in danger for the translation and the transmission of the word that's so easily accessible to us today that we in America have the privilege to, you know, have it in our homes. We can have it on our mobile devices. It's so accessible. But people have risked their lives for it in history. And even today in other countries, they risk their lives just to own a Bible. And so there is danger involved. But then on another level for us, we feel like that if you really embrace the Bible and try to live the best you can toward the principles that are taught within it, that it, you know, it causes you to go in a different direction than you might have wanted to go. And, you know, we personally experienced that a few years ago with our decision as a family to you know, fight for our religious freedoms and
yes.
liberties in this country. And so we're just thankful that the highest court in the nation honored those founding principles of our nation and granted religious liberties and freedom for us and many, many believers across the country.
Amen. Great point. You know, talking about these biblical artifacts, you know, we're dealing with some ancient documents and some sacred texts. Can you talk about both the historicity or the artifacts, but also this cutting-edge technology that God has allowed you to use to tell the Bible's story?
Well, one of the unique things today is that with new technology, there is opportunities for us to learn more about the artifacts that may have already been studied. An example of that is an item that we acquired called the Codex Climacii Rescriptus, where with new scanning technology, it's referred to as Rescriptus because it was rewritten on. It was common to try to recycle vellum, not readily available, and so they try to erase what was written and use it again, and this document was that happened. And with new technology, we can pull out that underlying text. And much of this document, the underlying text, is scripture in Aramaic. As I understand, this would be the largest portion of Aramaic that is known of the Bible. So we have taken new technology to scan it from Oxford back to scholars at Cambridge because the document originated at a university from Cambridge. And for them to do the translation work on this particular item. So there's a lot of research that is still to be done. It has been said that a very small percent of what could be dug up archaeologically has been. And so we're involved in an archaeological dig in Israel called Tel Shomron as well, because we are excited because we are convinced that the evidence will continue to validate this book that we love and celebrate. And that's why we're involved in research and education on artifacts we have in the collection.
Excellent. You know, some months ago, we had your daughter, Lauren, and her husband, Michael McAfee, on the podcast, and they talked about the plans for the museum and how things were coming together and why Washington, D.C. was such a strategic location. You know, if you step back, here we are with the opening happening. When did you realize that God was really bringing this about and that you were going to be part of actually not just contributing artifacts to a museum, but be part of opening one of historic importance in our nation's capital?
You know, it wasn't like a light bulb moment went off where we said, you know, this is what we're going to do. We initially thought as a family we were going to donate artifacts to someone else to open a museum, possibly in Dallas. So when that wasn't going to work out, you know, I remember just we would have these conversations like, well, you know, these artifacts need to be seen by the world. They need to be appreciated. And, you know, we need to make sure this happens. And just sort of realizing, you know, I think that we're supposed to do this. We're supposed to make sure that this museum gets open and these artifacts are just shared because they all have such a fabulous story to tell. And we wanted to be a part of that.
There's been an interesting journey just along the way. 10 years ago, though, we would not have imagined being on this journey. But we have seen God's hand in it time and time again through different ways. The building that became available here in D.C. Being one example of that, when we were looking and this building became available, which we bid on and acquired it. And as I understand, there's not been a building this close to the mall that has become available since we acquired it in 2012. So We just feel like God had his hand in that, and we have just many stories like that that have given us confidence to know that God is going along with us and beside us and guiding and directing our path.
We're so grateful for what God's done in your lives and your family and Hobby Lobby and all the ways you've blessed so many ministries and helped advance the gospel. You know, what would be, if the Bible were at the centerpiece of people's understanding, how could that shape our culture? What kind of renewal do you think we could see in America?
Well, obviously, the Bible has been instrumental in changing lives. As people embrace this story and accept the good news that it offers, it is life-changing. There are just millions of people all over the world that can testify and share how that their life was a mess, and they accepted Christ, and their life was changed forever. So we think that when Jesus tells us in the New Testament, when he was asked what is the most important law, he said to love God first and love your neighbor as yourself. And if, as a world, we live by those two guidelines alone, we think that we would be a much better world.
Amen. Is there any way Oklahoma Baptists can continue to pray for you or these efforts or your family?
Well, there's obviously people that don't like this book and it creates some opposition. So just to continue to pray for the museum and that it will have the impact that God wants it to have, that millions of people will come and we will see that they will engage with it and let God do his work. And that's our prayer. Our mission statement says that we invite all people to engage with the Bible, and we trust that the book stands on its own and that when people engage with it, God shows up and does his work, and that's what our prayer, and we appreciate the Oklahoma Baptist praying along with us that it will have its impact.
Absolutely. It's our joy.
We'd like to invite them all to come to the museum in Washington, D.C. It's a great place to come, great for families. Very interactive. It's just a wonderful place.
Well, I know our family's looking at the calendar now and trying to plan, and many others like it. Steve and Jackie Green, thank you for coming on the podcast, for talking about your new release, This Dangerous Book, How the Bible Has Shaped Our World and Why It Still Matters Today. And congratulations as the Museum of the Bible opens, and we'll be praying with you and following the progress. I would encourage everyone to check out the new book, This Dangerous Book, and to make plans to see the Museum of the Bible. Steve and Jackie, thank you once again.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. We appreciate the time.
Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.